Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in, I believe this will be now the 4th of March.
Yes.
Heading into spring, which will be very exciting. Do you typically take any kind of trip in the springtime at all?
You know, we did when the kids were in school because there were spring breaks and whatnot. So now that we're past the school break thing, that changes things a little bit. That being said, the day this airs on the 4th of March, Dan and I will be on our way to Alaska, which is not a typical spring trip by any stretch. However, in the sweetness, we were planning a trip to go visit Caleb and Olivia out that direction. And as it turns out, I don't know if I shared this with you yet or not. As it turns out, he has a trip to Alaska's part of his sales territory. And he has a trip out there during this time that happens to coincide with the timing of the Iditarod. And so rather than Dan and I meeting him in Oregon to visit, we're actually meeting he and Olivia in Alaska, and we're going to enjoy the opening ceremonies for the Iditarod, and we're going to bless you. And then we're going to go on to do a little spa out there and have some fun with that and do some dog sledding ourselves and chase the northern lights. So it should be a lot of fun. But yeah, we'll be on a plane as when this airs. So heading out there for the first time. I've never been to Alaska.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I did ride. It's really fun to see the amazing, you know, dog sleds and dogs. And
so
the fact they're going to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sadly, although I'm super excited for it, usually come March, when we travel, we're jonesing to get somewhere warm. That's not going to be the case this time. We're going where it may actually be a little colder, but it'll be a great experience. So we are very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think the dog sled.
Yes, they do indeed.
That's not going to be the beach there for sure.
No, and they give you, like, even when you're doing that, you know, they actually have special clothing for you to wear. You know, like, even if you bring your own, they tell you not to do it, that to wear theirs, because it will be very cold. So they have certain specifications they want you in.
Yeah.
But super excited for it. It'll be a good adventure, but it will not be my typical spring break per se.
No.
Usually it's Florida or something, you know.
That'll be fun to see them. We've a reminder that, you know, talk to them about when they could get on. And I'd love them to be a guest, because they're kind of gone through all this interesting time to move them there, and now they're there.
And
we'd love to catch up with them.
Yeah, I know that's on their radar too, because they have, every time I talk to them, there's a new God story. He is just unfolding things left and right. And it's so fun to watch, you know.
Yeah. And that's part of what we're trying to share with people, is that God knows your individual story. And it's to have you live grand things. Grand is supernatural. Be blessed to be a blessing. So, you know, they're understanding that role of it, and your role. Well, and when we have this guest, we'd like to participate in that, is you are serving as a prophet to them, not telling them what to do, but confirming God's will. Interesting enough, even where you individually had I'd rather not.
Right. But we more want them where God wants them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we start to realize, is that, I mean, my preference would be, hey, wait a minute, we'd love them to stay here, and they're here, and we're enjoying them. And God says, yeah, but I have a different grand plan for them. And you, when you receive that, you said, okay, I'm willing to help them walk into it. I'll help them walk into it.
Want to hear a fun, I don't want to steal their thunder, but there's so many stories they can tell, but this is a fun one. I think I shared before, one of the things God spoke to me as we were praying ahead of their move and processing the things that God had in store. And one of the things he highlighted to me is I'm actually moving them there ahead of a revival that will come at University of Oregon. And I want them in place, relationships ready, so that they can disciple and be ready for what's to come. And I felt that very strongly and had shared that with them before they left. And talking to Olivia and Caleb last night, it was so cool because she affirmed she has actually spoken to two people in different ministries, one FCA and one in another ministry in the area, that separately, they don't know each other, separately have had these visions of University of Oregon having this big baptism and this big worship service in the middle of their stadium. And both of them separately said to her, we're in a very unique moment here right now. We don't know exactly what it is that God is doing, but we see this revival coming. And yeah. I think we're right on the edge of it, which goes directly with what I had felt like God said before they went, that he was putting them in place before that happens. And so she's hearing it from multiple avenues, and they're seeing some crazy movement of God already there. And I know so many people think Oregon, oh my goodness, so many things, the bed of liberalism and everything else. Let me just tell you, right in the middle of Nineveh is where God works.
Right.
And he is at work. He is at work. So yeah, it's cool to see.
So we're talking about the very thing of how do we help each other discern God's will. Last time we talked about we are part of the royal priesthood, all of us. We are to minister to God. We are to be in his place. Let him enjoy us. We enjoy him. Experience, proclaim the life of God, which is what you're saying they're doing. And then I will have you help others, get into that same place. So the question, today, and by the way, as we look at this podcast series that we're doing, it's broken into a couple different lessons. The first one, which is what we've been dealing with, is what does it mean to be able to receive from God what he has to say that we participate in being a foreteller and a forthteller, truth teller. And then how does that work? Which means we have to learn to be with him in his place and keep understanding that's where it all emanates from. And it's a privilege, that we have. The second lesson we'll get into will be, we'll let you know when we get there, which won't be too much longer. There'll be exactly then how do we serve each other in that role? And then third is how do we stay in that role? That it's not either a permanent gift or it's something that, once we have it, we have it. He said, no, you gotta learn to stay there and serve each other. So this is where we've learned, okay, we're called to be a royal priest. And he said that as a priest, and he gives us all this description of here's what it means. So first of all is we're to bring God's word. So go to John 17, 15 to 19.
Sure. It says, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they may also be sanctified by the truth.
Okay, so he makes a statement. I haven't removed them from the world, which, by the way, that would be our preference.
Right.
Is, take me out of this awful stuff and just create a bubble around me so I never experience, the trouble of the world. He says, actually, I'm not taking you out of it. I'm sending you into it. Mm-hmm. You're going to march in there. Now, as my priest, because you'll be living in my kingdom, so you'll be in both places. Mm-hmm. You'll be in an awful, troubled world, and you're going to experience that trouble, and others will be too. But in my kingdom, you'll be serving as a priest to those that are in this troubled world. And he said the first one is to sanctify them. Remember, we read that last time in the definition of a priest is they bring sanctification.
Right.
Okay, he said you bring sanctification that has them receive and step into my word, which is spirit and life. And by the way, which is Christ said, that's me and truth. Okay, so if I'm going to help somebody be sanctified by the word, what am I bringing to them? The word.
The word, yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing the word, which means I have to hear what are you saying, and then I have to help speak that to others with them to confirm, and they hear it too. And he said, if you do, that will sanctify them. Because it's an indicator, if you're living in the kingdom, he said, see, you're righteous because I have given you my righteousness. Well, how does that work? you surrender your will, you deny self, you take up the cross, follow me in the kingdom, and you're seeking my will, not yours. Mm-hmm. And I will speak to you, which will be my word, which will keep you sanctified.
Right.
So it's, and by the way, the word there means set apart, able to live out my will. Mm-hmm. So it's not you saying I better get better. It's no, you're just with me receiving my word. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's the indicator, is that if I'm going to be sanctified and living in the kingdom, the one thing that will be true is I will be hearing his word. Mm-hmm. And I'll then learn how to receive it and live it out. So that if I'm bringing you to that place and I'm going to assist you in being sanctified, what do I have to help you do?
Here.
Work. That's why our CR, and we actually had a discussion about this at our leaders meeting, is that they said the one thing that's helped us grow into leadership is we know that you're going to say, what is God saying? Mm-hmm. And they really understood that. It's like, well, then if that's true and God's speaking and I'm to hear it, when you ask me that question, I ought to be able to answer that.
Right.
And if I am, that demonstrates I'm sanctified and living mm-hmm. in the kingdom of God. So my role is constantly to bring you and me to what am I hearing God speak? Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not absent of written word.
Right.
It's rhema on application of written mm-hmm. word.
That will never contradict written word.
It won't contradict it because that's the source of truth. We start there. You know, so when I help somebody learn to hear God's voice, it's like, okay, let's go to these verses, mm-hmm. write them out. And I don't want you going to a commentary. I don't want you going to a study. Just what does this say to you?
Right.
You'll start to receive that word starts to apply to you, and that's not going to contradict it. And when we wonder, what about this? God always says, well, I've already said something about that. So let's go there first, and then I will give you rhema as to how it applies to you personally. Mm-hmm. And we start to learn that. And then my role is to bring the word. Okay. The next one, Exodus 30, 7 and 8.
Sure. It says, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations.
Yep. So that we learn that incense is a representative of the prayers of the saints coming into God's presence.
Okay.
And he said, you're to perpetually burn the incense. So that, why? Well, perpetually help people learn that they come to me in dialogue with me. And we've talked about, see, this is how it all builds on each other, is why? Well, I've given the privilege to march into the throne room boldly. Mm-hmm. And talk to me with that authentic heart. And your role as a priest to keep reminding them of that privilege and keep that incense flowing mm-hmm. is those are the prayers of the saints. And it's not, would you? It's that, no, come to me and be with me and right. with your, where are you at with this issue? Right. Talk to me and then listen to what I have to show you. Mm-hmm. And let that constantly be a way of life.
Yeah. Okay. And if we're not careful, we can drift into other things. I think about, I got a text from a young Gen Zer actually just yesterday who was spiraling over something that's going on. You know, definitely has this desire in her heart and things aren't going as planned. And she texted and she's like, you know, I would just love a suggestion for a podcast or a book or something you can send me to that will help me hear God more clearly on this because I'm only hearing my own emotions. And I'm like, okay, let's check that right now. And I don't want you going to a podcast or somebody else's anything. If you want to hear from God clearly, you need to hear from God purely. Let's go back to his word and let's start there. But it's so easy, I think, for us to get in the mode of even out of a good place, bless her heart, she wanted to hear from him and couldn't get out of her own way enough. And so she immediately thought, well, I need somebody else's, what somebody else is hearing. And that's going to pull me back. And I'm like, no, you're shortchanging the most beautiful avenue you have to hear with clarity.
Right.
You know,
right.
So let's not start with secondary sources or sloppy seconds. Let's start with the pure word, right?
Yep. So we're to bring the word, get them in there hearing God's voice. We're to help them stay in that place of dialoguing with God and receiving his answers by, and what we call prayer. And prayer isn't, you know, he's out there, I hope you do something. It's rather, I get the privilege of dialoguing with you to hear what you have to say, what your thing is, and be in that constant place. He said, then your role is to bring offerings. And so in the Old Testament, there were, and this is out of Leviticus, but there were five offerings. First, the burnt offering. And that was a demonstration that as Christ surrendered his will to God, so are we to surrender our will to God. So we go through a place of surrender. The second one is a meal offering. And that was a offering of celebration as, hey, I recognize the provision, the life, the bounty, the grand life is coming from him. And I willingly receive that. And I don't accept mediocrity. So it was, it was a grand experience, the meal offering. The third one is a peace offering. Shalom is I want you to stay in that place of favor by walking with me, and you'll receive the word shalom is more than just absent of conflict. It's favor. It's God's extreme favor and bounty, and I stay there. The fourth one is the sin offering. And then interesting, now different from the burnt offering, it was recognized that when you offer the sin offering, that you are cleansed, and it's here it is. You're you don't need to stay not cleansed or go do something to get cleansed. That is the way to get cleansed, is to offer it, which means I surrender my will. And when I step into his righteousness, he said, there is no judgment, and stay, keep remembering that you're cleansed right now. And you don't need to go do anything other than recognize it. And then the last one is a trespass offering, which is really a reminder that keeps circling back to the burnt offering, which is surrender. Is stay and surrender, stay and surrender. So the offering is really come and surrender your will to God and trust the beauty of that. So if I'm a priest and I'm to offer on your behalf, what am I encouraging you to do? Surrender your will.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what we do, and this is how we do it. And Linda and I do this. My partner and I, Jake, do this. We're talking, and you can tell when you kind of have a desire for something to happen. And the comment comes back, are you neutral? Which you're not. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. Before you go any further, as a priest, I'm going to help you remember, wait a minute, to receive all that God wants for you, you have to go to neutrality and surrender your will. So I'm going to help you get back to the sacrifice of your self-will and surrender to that, recognizing you're going to step into the grand life, the peace, the shalom, the sanctification, all the beauty of that. So my role is to help you remember that in order to enter into his place with the kingdom and the throne room, it does require sacrifice. What's the sacrifice? Right. It's you. Yeah, it's your heart.
I love, even as you bring that up, I'm reminded of Isaiah 61, 1-4. And in verse 3, he talks about that he came to give beauty for ashes. And I always think about sacrifice when I hear that part, beauty for ashes, because when something is on the altar and it is burned up, it is consumed by God, there are ashes left, right? And when we surrender our will, we put it on the altar, there are ashes left. And he says, when you do that, that very act, I will bring beauty from. So that surrendering of his will, of our will, is what brings beauty from ashes as well.
Yep. And so he says, you bring the offering. Then he said, as you bring offering, I want you to join and bring people to the feast. And so there were seven of them. So the first one is Passover. And Passover was, I understand that I am delivered by the life and the blood and the body of Christ. And if I do, I will be delivered and step into the supernatural. So I'm going to help you experience that. The second one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And basically that's to live the life of the kingdom. You just mentioned it, righteousness, peace, and joy. Go step into the life of righteousness, peace, and joy, and come to the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The third one is the Feast of First Fruits. And we recognize that all provision is from him. Join him by honoring him with my trust, by tithing my first fruits, my best. I tithe it all, my time, my talent, my money. I tithe it back to him. and say, I understand that you are the provider of all things, and I'm going to give you back my first fruits so that I can receive your first fruits. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is Pentecost, Feast of Weeks. And we know what happened. What happened to Pentecost?
Well, the Spirit fell.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, he said, so the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, is keep remembering that your life comes through the Holy Spirit's life in you, and keep remembering that so that you don't drift away from that. The fifth one is the Feast of Trumpets. This is the only feast that isn't done yet. That's God bringing judgment upon the earth, which he ultimately will. Now, he does, you know, in short-term bursts, but ultimately he will, and we'll experience that. The Day of Atonement, that's that, remember, I've finished it. Mm-hmm. You have the privilege of always being coming in the throne room because you are atoned for. Or I already bought you back. Mm-hmm. So don't miss out on that. And then the last one is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is you celebrate that God's kingdom is operating on earth, and I get the privilege of joining him in that kingdom, mm-hmm. which is what? Where I can deliver all your answers, all your resolution, all your things. I can get you out of trouble. I can help you live this life because of that. So he said, I want you to bring people through the fast of, are you surrendered to God? Mm-hmm. And then are you joining him in the privileges of that, which is what the feasts are all about?
Right.
Are you experiencing that? So it's not just woe is me. Yeah, I'm surrendered. If you're surrendered, that means you're walking with him. And if you're walking with him, you will experience these feasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
It's really, really kind of cool. And then he says, okay, this is what you do. Go to Psalm 103.
Love this passage. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Yeah. So if I'm helping you with the sacrifice, with the word, with the prayers, with the feast, I'm helping you remember, forget not what?
All his benefits.
Yeah, it's a privilege. There's a benefit to you living this way. Mm-hmm. And you bless the Lord because you make the Lord happy because he can deliver to you these benefits. Mm-hmm. And my role as a priest and as a prophet is, let me help you remember, don't forget that. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, are you experiencing it? And you know you are or you aren't. Mm-hmm. If you are, I'm going to help you stay there. If you're not, I'm going to help you move into that. Mm-hmm. And that's my role as a priest, which is why I have to serve as a prophet, to provide to you these abilities to come to that place and enjoy it. You know, and so as you look at the, you know, just the magnificence of that all is that if I, first of all, if I'm blessing the Lord and forgetting not his benefits, what does that mean is happening to me?
That I'm experiencing his benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't say, yeah, you'll get it, but I don't.
Right, right.
It's I'm experiencing it. I'm going to do everything I can mm-hmm. to invite you to that same place so that you can experience it. And by the way, I know something. If you do, which you will, if you come, you see how cool this is? It's not mm-hmm. like, well, if you come, maybe you will, maybe you won't. You're not lucky. Yeah, too bad. It's no, if you come, you will experience these benefits.
Right.
If you're experiencing go ahead.
I was going to say, I also love that it starts with bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was in me. Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. That word for bless is barak. And that's to kneel or adore, which is a posture of surrender. So even in this verse, it's saying, you know, this starts with surrender. I'm surrendering my soul, everything in me to you because you are holy. Yeah. You are this, you know, and I will declare, I will experience and declare your benefits. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yep. And if I know that, and I know you will experience it, I already also know then you become a priest. Mm-hmm. You will become a prophet because you will know that you're supposed to invite others to that same place. Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on and on and on and on, which is why God said, this is the kingdom of God. So, Father, we thank you that you lay it all out for us. Even these interesting passages from Leviticus, which we typically don't read, you say it has a meaning and it has fulfillment in what we are intended to do as a priest before you. And so we just pray that we'll be faithful to that. We'll have a heart to receive it ourselves, to let others help us move into that place. And then we will help others as well. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.